Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer, filling in for John Schaefer. Nelly Furtado's first album in Spanish, released last month, was a bit of a happy accident. When she started working on this song, it was supposed to be called My Plan, and it didn't work. So she tried writing it in Portuguese, and that was no good either. That was when Cuban-Canadian singer-songwriter Alex Cuba stopped by the studio to say hello. He suggested writing it in Spanish and started helping her with not only that song, which became the title track, but with others on the album as well. Alex Cuba appears on Mi Plan with Nelly Furtado, but he's also releasing his own album in the U.S. called Agua del Pozo, or Water from the Well. It has already won a Juno Award in Canada. Now, Alex Cuba will play live for us a moment, but he joins me at the mic. Alex, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, man. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you so much.
So the song Mi Plan, which we just heard, why did it work in Spanish and not in English?
Well, as Nelly's been, you know, explaining, I think she was having a little bit of a writer's block, you know, in English. And but also, I think that she was wanting to sing in Spanish, you know, really bad, you know. And so with just a few words in there, because originally she asked me to write just a verse in Spanish, I mean. And then she loved it so much that, you know, she asked me to write the whole song.
And how did that partnership begin? How did you meet her, and how did you wind up becoming such an important part of her new record?
Well, through a couple of her musicians, you know, James Bryan, who is also one of the writers on many of the songs, but also her percussionist, Daniel Stone. They sort of introduced her to my music. And then through them, you know, this came to be.
Nelly Furtado is not a native Spanish speaker. She's a Canadian of Portuguese descent. Were you able to, can you tell us how writing in Spanish might melt somebody's writer's block? It might be easier for a non-native Spanish speaker to begin writing in that language?
Well, I tell you a story. This is my answer, you know, a bit of your question. When we were writing one of the songs, she told me that what I was doing reminded a little bit of one of her songs in English. It's called Say It Right. And I guess that was a big hit or something like that. And I said, oh, really? Cool. That's cool, Nelly. And she said, what? You never heard of that song before? And I said, no, I never heard of that song before. And she was very happy to hear that I never heard of that song before. So something, you know, something, maybe something in that sort of vein or vibe, you know, inspire her even more, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm one of the writers that, weird enough, I let the music surprise me. I don't dig out, you know, to look for new music to listen to it. I seem to be still drawing, you know, from the library, from the, you know, library that I sort of made, you know, in, when I was younger, listening to whatever I was listening back then, you know.
What is it, how different is it to collaborate with somebody like Nelly Furtado, instead of writing your own songs, you know, in solitude, so to speak?
It is, well, that, when I started doing it, you know, I wasn't really sure how it was going to flow, but it's a much more democratic, I would say, you know, mm-hmm. process than when you're just dealing with yourself, and you say, no, this is what's going on in there, right? This is what's going to end up in the song, this phrase, and that's it, you know. And but, you know, all writers, we always have some body in the world that we trust for, you know, for the first listen to the song, you know what I mean?
So it's not always a lone wolf situation. There's always somebody watching over your shoulder.
You write a song and then you hit send on your computer, and then, I don't know, 20 minutes later you get the sweet email. I love it! Or nothing, you get nothing. Then you know that.
I'm talking with the Cuban-Canadian singer-songwriter Alex Cuba. Alex, I have to ask you, because I will never get to write a song with Nelly Furtado, what's it like writing a song with Nelly Furtado?
It was sweet, man. It was I keep saying this because it was truly what impacted me, you know, the most in writing with Nelly. For somebody that, you know, have done so well in her music career, you know, have sold so many copies of, you know, albums and stuff like that, to see her still, you know, so excited about music was it's a really a huge treat, you know, for me and for James and all everybody involved. You know, every time we would write a beautiful song or whatever, she would get really excited and start jumping and screaming and stuff like that, you know. So that was really beautiful.
Well, Alex, Nelly Furtado is great, but you are no small shakes yourself. You've won a couple of Juno Awards in Canada, which is like the Canadian equivalent of the Grammy. Your new album is called Agua del Pozo. You're playing this Saturday at the Highline Ballroom. Let's hear a song. Will you play Si Pero No for us?
With pleasure.
This is Alex Cuba, live on Soundcheck.
El silencio me agita, me rompe la calma. Una fiebre bajita se convierte en ansias. Desafar el nudo que llevo en el alma desde que la he visto enamorada. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no. Pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ella tiene. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no. Pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes. Si al mirarte miraras, yo sería un espejo y quizás te engañara al reflejar tu cuerpo. Ay, harías la prisa devorando el tiempo dentro de mis ojos lo que siento. Ay, harías la prisa devorando el tiempo dentro de mis ojos lo que siento. Dentro de mis ojos lo que yo siento. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no. Pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tiene. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no. Pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ella tiene. Sí, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no. Pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ella tiene. Sí, yeah, pero no, porque yo sé que su amor no me conviene, no. Pero sí, que puede ser mejor que lo que ya tienes, sí, pero no.
Alex Cuba, live here in the Soundcheck studio, performing his song Si Pero No live for us. That's from the album Agua del Pozo. He's playing this Saturday at the Highline Ballroom at 7:30 p.m., Alex, the song, and in the chorus, you hear si pero no, no pero si, over and over again. Yes but no, no but yes. A song about indecision. What kind of indecision?
Yeah, well, I hardly get to talk about that because, you know, I have my own sort of, I don't know, secrets, and you know, as everybody does. But
well, there's no one listening right now. You can tell me.
Oh yeah, I can. Yeah, sure, right. Well, yeah, it is. You know, I was put one time in one of those situations that most men, or a lot of men, and I will say, maybe even, you know, more in, you know, musicians, get to be once in a while. You know, situations that where it's really hard for you to, I don't know, to act, you know, you have to sort of hold on tight, you know, really tight to where you are and say, you know what, no.
So we're talking about love and the special challenges,
yeah. Yes.
Of love to musicians because they travel around.
Yes.
They're up late at night.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they hang out with other musicians.
Yeah. And what I did in this case, you know, instead of making justice with my own hands, what I did, I wrote a song, you know. So Yes, many other musicians, I guess, you know, get to be in that sort of situation once in a while, right?
Alex, I know that a lot of musicians listen to this show, and there are a lot of heads nodding out in the Soundcheck audience right now, I think. Well, you know, one thing I want to get into, Alex, you have a very interesting story for people that aren't familiar with you. You're from Cuba. You were born outside of Havana, about 40 miles or so outside of Havana.
Yes, that's right.
And you now live in Smithers, British Columbia?
Yes. It's you know what it is?
Well, I wish I could tell you. I kind of know. It's pretty far. It's into British Columbia. It's like way north of Vancouver.
Vancouver, yes. It's about 14 hours drive, you know, from Vancouver.
How does somebody born outside of Havana, Cuba, end up in British Columbia?
Well, I'm going to say quietly it was, and I feel kind of safe because you said, you know, nobody's listening to. I was running away from the law, and no, I'm kidding.
Now well, you've done it.
Yeah.
Also, in addition to a lot of musicians that listen to our show, a lot of police listen to our show as well.
Well, before I went up there, I was in Victoria, the city of Victoria,
mm-hmm.
actually where Nelly Furtado is from. And I spent 4 years there. Then I moved, you know, because of family. We moved close to family, and that's where I've been. And that's where I've done, actually, most of the success we've been having and everything has been from there, you know, so...
When I think of Canadian music, I think a lot of sort of Canadian indie rock music, which is sort of can be down tempo, sounds like 70s AM pop or something like that. Bands like Sloan or other groups like that. What has living in Canada done to your music? You were, you know, your family is musical. You were in a duo with your brother growing up. What did Canada do to your musical sound or your imprint?
Well, yeah, at this point of my life and in my career, it's very hard to say, to conceive, you know, my music without Canada in it already, because I was never a singer in Cuba, for example. I learned how to play guitar first, you know, from early when I was 6 years old, my father taught me. And then when I was 14, I started playing bass and I became a jazz player. And then that's all I did until I moved to Canada, where I start, you know, I wrote a few songs. I started writing songs when I was around 16. And I remember my dad actually telling me, oh, I like the song, but don't sing because you don't have a voice of a singer. You know?
Tough love from your dad.
No, he was completely, you know, sure that I was going to be a bass player. And because I put a lot of hours into studying and I actually became pretty good, I think.
And now you play guitar.
Yeah, so I went back, when I moved to Canada, I went back to the guitar, and one day I started singing, and it was unbelievable, the reaction that I got from people, and that gave me a boost of confidence.
This album is almost entirely in Spanish. You've recorded in English before. When you started singing, did you start singing in English or in Spanish?
In Spanish, yeah.
In Spanish.
It's taking me a while to get to the English.
About how long did it take for you to be comfortable singing in English?
I don't think I'm comfortable yet. Actually, no, I'm just starting to gain that because it's tricky, you know, for somebody that sings while you write, you know, it's tricky, you know. So I'm waiting. I'm starting to write songs in English right now, and that way I think it's a lot easier, you know, for me to sing.
Well, let's hear another song in Spanish. The one that you're going to do next, is it De Camino?
Yes.
All right. This is De Camino. Live, Alex Cuba, the Cuban-Canadian singer-songwriter, live on Soundcheck.
Si escuchas trinar mi corazón, no esperes preguntarle con emoción. ¿Cómo era mi vida sin amor? Porque llega ahora la ilusión y vuela a cielo abierto. Yo he visto la luna descansar sobre tu figura, tocarte la piel. La he visto seguirte caminar, pedir que le beses y al final beber de tu hermosura. Yo me enamoré de ella como el que encuentra dinero, que lleva un susto primero, de camino a la alegría. Yo me enamoré de ella como el que encuentra encuentra dinero, que lleva un susto primero, de camino a la alegría. Quiero que dibujes en el sol mi sombra infinita de angustia y rencor. Y entonces dibujes una flor y píntale los ojos sin dolor, porque hoy me haces feliz.
Sí, señor.
Yo me enamoré de ella como el que encuentra dinero, que lleva un susto primero, de camino a la alegría. Yo me enamoré de ella como el que encuentra dinero, que lleva un susto primero, de camino a la alegría. Yo me enamoré de ella como el que encuentra dinero, que lleva un susto primero, de camino a la alegría. Yo me enamoré de ella como el que encuentra dinero, que lleva un susto primero, de camino a la alegría. Por eso me voy con ella, de camino a la alegría. Por eso me voy con ella, de camino a la alegría. Por eso me voy con ella, de camino a la alegría. Con esa negra linda yo me voy. Mañana por la mañana cuando salga el sol. Con ella, con ella.
Alex Cuba playing his song De Camina, singing and playing guitar live here in the Soundcheck studio. Alex, I do want to make sure we get another song in, but I haven't asked you one of the most obvious questions so far. Your mom and dad know you as Alexis Puentes. How did you become Alex Cuba?
It's a simple story. Somebody called me that once in Canada, and I liked it. You know, it's so little bit of sparks, you know, in the name.
The way that all nicknames work. Some guy just called you that, and then everyone was like, I'm going to keep calling you that.
And the one thing I thought was that, man, that sounds easier than my own name, you know, than my real name, mm-hmm. Alexis Puentes, which I'm really proud of. And you know, but I don't know. It's for me, the main thing is to do more with less and to simplify, you know.
Doing more with less. That seems to be the theme of today's show, if you heard the first half of the show. Alex, let's have you sneak one more song in here. This song is called Vampiro, which translates to vampire.
Mm-hmm. You got that one.
Good timing, considering the success of Twilight and True Blood and all those vampire-themed things out there. Let's hear one more song. Well, this is Alex Cuba.
I just want to...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say thank you for helping us pitch in the song for the, you know, the new movie.
Oh, for the soundtrack, for inclusion.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sure it's a done deal, I think, at this point. Here's Alex Cuba live on Soundcheck.
Here you go.
Estoy aquí, vine a buscar tu corazón, porque no te olvido y como si fuera el más furioso. Te llevaré conmigo, tú me haces un vampiro. Sin respirar, te besaré, no importa dónde. Tengo la noche de amigo y más que un motivo para vivir. Voy a seguir contigo, jugando a ser tu vampiro. Y el traje negro me irá volando siempre a tu encuentro. No es nada lejos cuando me alcanza tu olor al viento. Yo sé que tú amas lo nuestro y no lo digas, es un secreto, es amor perfecto. Yo sé que tú amas lo nuestro y no lo digas, es un secreto, es amor perfecto. Perfecto, esta noche yo quiero estar contigo, amarnos escondidos, ser vampiro de tu amor. Esta noche yo quiero estar contigo, amarnos escondidos, ser vampiro de tu amor. Esta noche yo quiero estar contigo, amarnos escondidos, ser vampiro de tu amor. Esta noche yo quiero estar contigo, amarnos
escondidos. Alex Cuba, live on Soundcheck. His song Vampiro from the album Agua del Pozo, live in our studio. You can catch him Saturday at the Highline Ballroom. That does it for Soundcheck today. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Brian Wise with Daoud Tyler Amin. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau. For John Schaefer, I'm Joel Meyer. Join us again at this time tomorrow for another edition of Soundcheck here on 93.9 FM WNYC.